right, here we go. But what things were gain to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. But I follow after. Everybody say, I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended for Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark. Everybody say, I press toward the mark.
I press toward the mark.
For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Another portion of scripture, and I won't have you standing long. Psalms 23, very familiar scripture, chapter. Everybody knows these verses, I'm sure. And I'm going to reread them for those that don't know them. How's that? Amen. Start reading at 1, Psalms 23 and 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Praise the Lord. I want to preach on this subject, with the help of God. I'm not staying here. Praise God. I'm not staying here. Brother Morris, would you pray?
Lord, we thank you right now for the confirmation of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, for the anointing that is moving in my Holy Ghost tonight, that there is going to be a moving in the Holy Ghost in our church and the saints of God to cause people to go forward. And God, I pray, anoint Brother Cynthia, anoint this congregation. And Lord, I pray, ignite the flames, ignite the gifts, O God, and let an explosion of life-changing Holy Ghost ministry move right now as Brother Cynthia's preached in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Hallelujah. Lord bless you, you can all be seated. I'm not staying here. I'm not talking about the church where I'm at tonight. I'm talking about where I may be in my walk with God or in this world. I'm not staying in the situations that I'm living in. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This scripture says that he is my provider, and I shall not lack anything that I need. Ain't you glad to know that Jesus Christ is our provider? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. It means that he's saying that I am fully satisfied because God, he has provided, and he gives me a place to rest. He leads me to a place of peace and his calmness and a place of serenity. There is a place in God where we can rest in his provisions. Ain't you glad to know that there's a place in God where we can find peace and we can find a place of rest? Everybody wants to find a place of rest. Everybody wants the green pasture. Everybody wants to live by the still waters. But we read that as we go on, it says he restores my soul and he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. When we're in the paths of righteousness, we are living for God for his name's sake. That's the place nobody wants to be.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody wants to be in the valley of the shadow of death. Let it be on the mountaintop. Let it be on top of the world. Let it be on top of things. But oh, don't let it be in the valley of the shadow of death. I do not want to be there in that valley. Lord, hey, you know what? I'm going to stop. And some people like to stay in the valley. In that valley, there's a lot of people that they magnify that valley they're living in. Oh, woe is me. Look at me, Pastor. I'm in a valley. Oh, woe is me. Look at me in my valley.
Come on, brother.
In other words, they just took a tent. You guys went camping last weekend, and they just took up a tent, and they just taking residence up in the valley.
Oh, that's right. I like it.
They ain't got enough backbone to get up and say, I'm just going to keep walking out of this valley.
Come on, brother, that's right.
A lot of people, when they're in that valley, they like to have the sympathy of the people around them, or they're calling the people around them, and they're on the phone calling people saying, oh, woe is me. Look at me. I just ain't going right, and this ain't going. Look at my valley. Look at me. Oh, woe is me. Well, hi.
You're good.
Look at me. In my valley. This ain't going right. Oh. Come to church. And we take it out on God because we're in a valley. We take it out on the preacher. We take it out on somebody else because we're in the valley. We blame everybody else, and we keep our focus off God. And when we come to church, we just magnify the valley. We let the devil have victory while we're in the valley.
Come on. Come on, brother.
And we all go through valleys. I want to tell you, I went through a valley. My wife and I here the first year, and I didn't think we was ever going to come out of that valley, brother. Brother Morris knows the valley that we was in. We was in a valley, and when we was in this valley, brother, we started blaming other people. Oh, woe is me. I'm preaching something that happened to me. Oh, I was in the valley, and I was down in the dumps, and I thought, you know, there is no way out of this valley that I'm in. Ain't nobody care about me in my valley. I'm going to die in this valley. Nobody cares about me. Look at me. And I went a space of time, my wife and I, we were just dying in a valley of the shadow of death. In my heart. I can't go into detail about the situation we went through, but it was devastating to me. The devil came and reared up his wicked head amongst my family, and I was unprepared. I was not prepared. I thought I was. And when I was in that valley, I thought I was going to die. Have you ever been in a valley and you thought there was no way out? It got too dark. Thought there was no way out. Nobody understood the situation you was going through. Nobody, even when you did talk to somebody, it seemed like they didn't even care. And they didn't try to point out maybe some other things that was going on in your life that maybe was wrong. And, you know, you didn't want to hear those things, and here you was. And you just in this alley, and you was just stuck. Like I was.
Amen.
But you know what? It took me. It took me to get me on my knees and some friends of God that encouraged me and helped me realize, hey, God called you to preach. God called you to be victorious. He didn't call you to be a loser. He didn't call you to stay in the valley. Yeah, we may be going through a valley. We may be going through situations you may not understand. But God did not put no more on us than we can bear. God did not call me to be a loser. He didn't just call me to stay in the valley and lose out on Him. He told me, you got to realize, brother sister, you can't stay in that valley. You can't stay there. You got to get your eyes off your problems. You got to get your eyes off the problems. You got to get your eyes off the darkness in the valley. You got to get your eyes off those things that's in the woods, and those things that are lurking behind those things in the trees and all those things. You got to get your eyes focused on God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm a witness. I'm standing before you right now. I'm telling you, it's hard to get your mind off your problems. And the problem is flesh. I'll do more Irish real quick.
Hallelujah.
Break!
Well, here I am. In my valley, and I'm having I'm gonna be honest with you. I was having preachers. I was having people tell me, you just need to get up and go. And I didn't want to hear those things. I wanted somebody to be in my pity party with me. I did. I'm human. I know I'm a preacher, but I'm human too. That car don't make me anybody different than you guys. I'm human. And in my flesh, I wanted people to take my side. I wanted people to say, hey, I was thinking carnal.
Come on, brother.
Praise God. Come on. I'm the only one that's ever been that way. And I remember I was just sitting home. My wife and I would sit there and talk about the situation that we were going through, and all we did was magnify the devil.
Come on. Hallelujah.
About our problems. We didn't once give God glory for what we were going through. Now once did we give God glory for all the things that He's done for me in the past. All I had in my mind, only thing that was in my focus was that dark shadow of death. That's the only thing that I had in my sight. I'm going to tell you something. There was some men of God. When I finally realized after talking to some men that understood my situation, they wasn't in the pity party with me. They was telling me, they was encouraging me in God. They was telling me, hey, brother, sisters, we understand. You're not the only one that's ever went through these things. You need to keep your eyes off those problems and hand over to God. Keep your focus on God. Do it like Paul. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the high calling of Christ. Keep your eyes off the valley. Hey, the Lord is with me. Hey, the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me down and lays me down in the green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. That God is also with me in the valley. But when you're in the valley, you're all down. You're all in the flesh. And you just don't see God. I want to tell you the truth. When I was in my valley, I did not see God nowhere in my valley.
Hallelujah.
I didn't. You say I'm back there. maybe it was, I don't know. But Spirit, I was so upset. I was so down and out. I was just so out of it. So finally, come across these scriptures. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Though it didn't seem like God was with me in that valley, God was there. He is my shepherd. It says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And when I was in that valley, I strayed off the path, brother. I was going the wrong way. Huh? But a good shepherd, he's got that rod and that staff. And he loves us so much, and we read in the Bible that he would go after that one, that leaves, that fold. And my God is, it was faithful and just, and he was able, and he loved me enough in his mercy. He went after me. He went and brought his staff, and he was nudging at me, trying to veer me off the wrong path. I'm not saying that I was committing no sin. I wasn't saying I was doing anything wrong. But you know, I was so discouraged. And I was just about ready to give up on God. Hey, I know you're looking at me and saying, preacher, how can you be that way? I'll tell you why I can be that way. Because our flesh is like you. And the devil is an enemy. And he's a liar. And he wants to defeat you any way he can. In any way that he can get you to believe that that valley is your end, he will. I'm speaking truth. But I thank God that when I was in that valley, that he said, hey, for the sickness, it's up to you. It's up to you. I can't make you come out of that valley if you don't want to. Do you want to sit there and die in that valley? Go ahead. He still loved me. He still cared for me. But he wasn't going to make me do something I didn't want to do. He wasn't going to make me do something that I didn't want to do myself. But he was letting me know, I love you. But you're going to have to pick yourself up. You're going to have to get up. You're going to start learning to trust in me. Trust in me. Call out to me. And I will help you out of this valley. Just trust in me. Call out to me. Just get a determination. But as soon as you run out of this valley, you're going to have to decide for yourself that you're not going to stay there. And I got a determination. I said, God, I don't want to stay in this valley no more. I'm going to just trust in you. And all these problems that I'm going through, I'm just going to turn it over to you. I'm going to give the devil a black eye. I'm going to pick your teeth down the throat. And I'm coming out of this valley. But I'm going to tell you, God got me through the valley. I will never stay in the valley. I want to tell you, God gave me the victory. I said, I'm glad God gave me the victory. I don't know what valley you're going to, but God wants to help you get the victory. But I thank God he gave me freedom. I thank God he gave me victory. He got out of the valley. Yeah. Praise God. Verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He got me out of the valley. Now I'm on victory road, Brother Morris. I'm no longer on the dark, gloomy path. I'm on the way to victory.
Look what you have. Look at this. Look at where you was. You're in that valley. And you just checking all those things in your face. And this, we read the scripture here that God is doing the same thing to the devil when he gives us the victory. When he brings us out of the valley. Before your enemies. Praise God. That's exciting. We got something to look forward to. Something to press forward. Something to say, hey, I'm not going to stay here in this valley. I'm not going to stay here any longer.
Glory to the name of Jesus.
And there came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. A man by the name of Blind Bartimaeus. I'm not a very deep preacher, but they called him Blind Bartimaeus because he was blind. Praise God. Hello? Praise the Lord. The son of Timaeus sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, in a whisper, In a whisper, he said,
oh Lord, my son, baby, my precious baby. Oh, woe is me, Jesus. Oh, woe is me, disciples.
Oh, woe is me. But blind Bartimaeus, I don't see where it says that he whispered anything. I don't see where he just was in the belly runs about anything about the situation he was in. I see in the scripture where he said that he began to cry out.
Right.
Blind Bartimaeus was in the valley in his own right, for he was blind, and he wanted out of that valley. And if he was going to get out of his valley, he was going to get out of his tough situation. He knew the only one that was going to get him out was Jesus Christ. And when he heard that Jesus was coming by, he began to cry out, oh, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me.
Yeah.
The devil showed up.
The devil's right there.
The devil's right there.
Come on, brother.
Blind Bartimaeus needed a blessing. He needed a healing. He needed a sight. He was in a valley. And though he was crying out to God that he needed a healing, he said that many charged him and he should be quiet. Shut up, blind boy.
Right.
They charged him that he should hold his peace.
Uh-huh. Come on.
How many times have you came to church and you needed a blessing and the preacher called and said, hey, you need to come up and get your blessing. You need to come up and get your healing. But at the same time, the devil talking in your other ear saying, hey, that ain't for you. That is blind, Bartimaeus. Shut up, blind Bart. He's been blind all his life. God ain't gonna listen to you. He ain't gonna change you. You're the same yesterday, and you're gonna be the same tomorrow.
Come on.
That was blind. But I'm going to tell you, when we got those problems and when we're in those valleys, I'm going to tell you, the devil did it to me when I was in my valley. The devil told me there was no way out of my valley. Hold your peace, Brother Jenkins. You're destined to stay in the valley. You ever felt that way? know, a lot of people, they let the devil convince them the first time. So hold your peace.
Right.
You sit in church, preacher says, hey, God wants to deliver you from such and such. God wants to heal you from such and such. God wants to bless you. All you gotta do is come up to the front, and God wants to do it. And the devil will say in your ear, no, that ain't for you, it's for somebody else. That's enough for you. I've been there. I've done that. I missed out on many blessings because I let the devil convince me that it wasn't for me. And I believe every service is designed for everybody. I do believe that. So here we are. And you know, Bartimaeus didn't let the devil convince him to hold his peace. It says in the scriptures, but he cried the more a great deal.
Hallelujah.
It is saying that he crawled up on a rock somewhere and said, oh, there was me. It is saying he had a better and a greater determination. He was tired of where he was. He was tired of the world he's living. He was tired of being blind. And he knew that he was going to get a healing. He knew he was going to get a blessing. That only Jesus was going to do it. And he cried out all the more. And he said, now, son, I came out. He wasn't haughty. He wasn't proud. He was humble. He was in a situation that he needed to trust God. And he knew that he needed him. But how many times have I been in a church service when I let the devil convince me and I just let him defeat me? I want to be like blind Bartimaeus and get that determination. I want to keep that devil right in the teeth. And when he said, when God said, I promise for me, when God said, I got this for you, when God says, I got this for you, I want to cry out the more. And when he cried out, a great deal, Son of Jesus, have mercy on me. He got Jesus' attention. When he was determined that he was tired of where he was, Jesus heard his cry, brother. Jesus was walking along, and all of a sudden he heard somebody call out his name, and instead he stood still. He got God's attention at that time. You know, when we cry out to God in a desperate, in a humble manner, God stands still and you can get his attention. Amen. God wants to help us out of our valley. And he stood still and he commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise. He calleth thee. And he has his garment. You all heard this priest. I know that some of you haven't, so I'm going to do this for the benefit of those that haven't. And he had his garment to signify he was a blind man and he was a beggar.
Right.
And when Jesus called him, when Jesus said, come, and when they said, be of good comfort, the master called thee immediately. The thing to signify that he was a beggar, to signify he was a blind man, right. He cast it, he left it, and he started going to Jesus. Shows to me that blind Bartimaeus was determined to get out of the valley. He wasn't wanting to stay there no more. He was ready to throw that out of the way. He was ready to get a hold of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And as he came to Jesus, Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou do that I should do unto thee? I'm not going too long.
Start,
what? Wilt thou that I should do unto thee.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Now Jesus is not stupid. He knew what was wrong with blind Bartimaeus, I believe. How many of you believe that?
Yeah.
He knew what was wrong with blind Bartimaeus because he seen the garments he had on at the gate. He knew that he was blind. He knew where he was. So Jesus asked him. He knew he could immediately lay his hands on him and heal him right away.
Right. Amen.
Oh, you're blind.
Right.
And this is the point I wanted to make out. When you're in your valley, Jesus wants to hear where you're at and what you need. He knows where you're at. He knows what you're going through. When you see everything we go through, God helps us. He's there with us, and you're filled with the Holy Ghost. But sometimes we lose focus, and we don't think He's with us. But He knew what blind Bartimaeus needed, but He wanted to hear it from His lips. Blind Bartimaeus, what should I do unto thee? And what he wanted, and what he threw away, that signified what he was, he told Jesus, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Simple. Sometimes, when we go through a valley, I will tell you, I'm speaking from experience, we go through our valley, and I was chastised by a brother, but when I was in my valley, well, if you ask Jesus to help you to get out of it,
flesh, come on.
If my Bartimaeus had said, and he had said that I may receive my sight,
come on.
He would have got the sight. If I didn't ask God to help me out of my valley, I'd have still been in my valley. That's what we need to do when we're in the valley. No, we may not see God. As you know, blind Bartimaeus, he couldn't see God at all. All he could do was hear. All he could do was hear Him. All he could do was maybe feel His presence. And he knew that God was able to touch him. He said, God, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, forget it. No, He didn't say forget it. Blind Bartimaeus, He looked at him with compassion in His eyes, and He loved that man. He knew where he was. He seen him in the valley, and He said, go thy way, blind Bartimaeus, thy faith hath made thee whole. And it said in the Bible, and immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus in the way.
Hallelujah.
I want to be like blind Bartimaeus. You know, it takes faith. Don't ever preach faith here. Because he said, I have depression sometimes. He's just joking, though. But it takes faith. We got to realize it takes faith to get out of our situation. Every time we pray, and we pray to God for something, it takes faith, believing that God is going to do it.
Amen.
Amen. It takes faith. It is, and if we come to God waver and say, well, I'll just go ahead and make prayer requests and don't pray about it myself. It takes a little bit of an effort on ourselves. It takes our own stepping like blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus has stepped out of his own.
Come on.
Right.
He could have been comfortable in his own little box.
Right. Come on, brother.
There in his own little box, saying, oh, I'm just comfortable where I'm at. I'm just comfortable being a beggar. I'm just comfortable being a blind man. I'm just comfortable being a loser. I'm just comfortable being a whatever. I'm comfortable praying God. I'm comfortable going through all these other things. I'm just comfortable where I am. I'm just going to stay in his valley.
Come on, brother.
wants us to step out of our box. Wait, my phone now. We need to step out of our pride. We need to step out of ourselves. And we need to say, hey, I don't care what I look like. I don't care if I'm snorting and I'm stunting. I'm going to get what I need from God. I don't care if people are going to make fun of me. I don't care what I look like. I got to get what God's got for me. I got to get out of this valley. I'm not staying here no more. I got to get the victory. I got to get more songs. I need Jesus. I'm sorry for it. But I want to read you one more scripture. Ecclesiastes 3. You can follow along with me if you want. If not, just go ahead and read it. To every day, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up death which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. And there's a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stone and a time to gather together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. And now once did I read under all the times in heaven, all the things that there was a time for, there was never a time to quit.
Hallelujah. Right. Come on, brother.
Let me say that again. Nowhere did I read in the Bible where there was ever a time for a child of God. Was there ever a time to quit?
Amen.
If God called us, if God filled us with the Holy Ghost by the evidence of speaking in other tongues, we've been baptized in Jesus' name. If we've been all these things, God did not call us to quit. He didn't call us to lose. He didn't call us to stay in a valley and take up residence. He called us to be victorious. He called us to be against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We need to turn our thoughts to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.